This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Sunday announced an agreement on a framework for potential gun safety legislation. The agreement includes support for state red flag laws, tougher background checks for firearms buyers under 21, and a crackdown on a practice called straw purchases. But other limits Democrats and President Joe Biden had advocated, such as raising the age for buying semi-automatic rifles to 21 or new limits on assault-style rifles, were not included in the deal. 10 Republicans signaled their support for the preliminary deal, indicating the measure could potentially overcome the chamber's filibuster rule and overcome roadblocks by other Republicans who oppose most gun control measures and advance to a vote on final passage. The potential deal follows a series of high-profile mass shootings in the United States, including a school in Uvalde, Texas last month that killed 19 young children, and another one also at a Buffalo, New York supermarket that killed 10 black residents. Police arrested 31 members of the U.S. white supremacist group Patriot Front near a gay pride event in the northwest state of Idaho Saturday and charged them with conspiracy to riot. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White says the 31 men were packed into the back of a U-Haul along with detailed plans and riot gear, including at least one smoke grenade, multiple shin guards, and other shields. The men, who came from at least 11 different states, were wearing khakis along with shirts and hats with the Patriot Front identification and covering their faces and heads with white balaclavas, which is like a ski mask. Police say they were not only going to riot at the Pride Parade, but in several downtown areas. The chief says they were tipped off by a concerned citizen who saw them loading into the U-Haul. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Sunday during a visit to Finland, security concerns raised by Turkey in opposition to NATO membership applications by Finland and Sweden are legitimate.
These are legitimate concerns. This is about terrorism. It's about weapons exports. And we have to understand and remember that no other NATO ally has suffered more terrorist attacks than Turkey.
After decades of military non-alignment, Russia's war in Ukraine pushed Finland and Sweden to apply to join NATO in May. French voters are choosing lawmakers Sunday in a parliamentary election as President Emmanuel Macron seeks to secure his majority. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
More than 6,000 candidates are running for 577 seats in the National Assembly in the first round of the election. Those who receive the most votes will advance to the decisive second round on June the 19th. Macron's centrist coalition is seeking an absolute majority, which would enable it to implement the president's campaign promises following his re-election in May. Latest opinion polls suggest Macron and his allies may find it hard to win over half the seats as they face a big challenge from a coalition led by hard-left figure Jean-Luc Mélenchon. I'm Karen Chamas.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari on Sunday vowed next year's presidential election will be free, safe, and transparent as he marked the anniversary of the country's return to democracy. Buhari issued an appeal for unity during a televised address. The president acknowledged that many Nigerians are concerned with the rise in insecurity due to terrorist activities in parts of the country, but he said the government is working hard to contain and address these challenges and ensure that the 2023 general elections are safe. After years of military dictatorships, Nigeria returned to democracy in 1999, even though insecurity, extreme poverty, and endemic corruption persist. Repeating our top story, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Sunday announced an agreement on a framework for potential gun safety legislation. The bill includes support for state red flag laws, tougher background checks for firearms buyers under 21, and a crackdown on a practice called straw purchases. But other limits Democrats and President Joe Biden had advocated, such as raising the age for buying semi-automatic rifles to 21 or new limits on assault-style rifles, were not included in the deal. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.